True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Hey, listen, I know I'm coming absolutely last minute. I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to squeeze this in due to travel. Obviously, I'm in this beautiful hotel room. But anyway, I wanted to come to you live about a couple of things. First of all, I always want to touch base on Nancy. Even though I do not believe the case is cold, as many people are saying, again, to reiterate what it means to be a cold case. A cold case is when there's no further leads to follow up on. It's when there is no evidence to look through. It's when a case is absolutely ice cold, meaning there is nothing to do on it because everything has been exhausted. In reality, this is absolutely the opposite of that. Again, I truly believe behind the scenes they're drinking from a fire hose in terms of the evidence they need to look at. All this video footage they still haven't looked at, this DNA issue that DNA experts are looking at. Again, I really wonder if they already have, even if they don't have a profile, if they have any sort of determination in terms of the sex and also in terms of the heritage. What do they know in those veins? So I certainly believe that there is a lot going on behind the scenes, and I'm very, very hopeful that the case will be solved. I predicted within 6 months, so kind of by summertime, if not before, but I think it will be solved. I know many people have lost hope, but just because the media is quiet about disclosing information, because the FBI is not disclosing information, it just doesn't mean that things aren't going on behind the scenes. So please have keep your hope and keep, please, showing Nancy's face, showing Porch Guy's face, because that's going to be very important to the case and keeping it alive, and maybe somebody seeing it that knows him. Although I very much believe there are plenty of people out there that recognize Porch Guy already. It's just a matter of, is their conscience going to allow them to come forward? In other words, the betrayal of this person, is the fact that they are going to come forward and do the right thing and help solve an abduction and a possible murder, is that going to outweigh them betraying this individual that they know probably oh so well? Or again, maybe that money again, but they still have to deal with the betrayal. So I'd like to say there's some new breaking information. There really isn't. Although I keep wondering, do they have any sort of ethnic profile on this individual? And will we find out about it, or at least on the DNA? All right. I want to quickly speak on, and this is going to be a quick live again. I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to go live. I'm traveling, but I'm going to be able to squeeze in about 15 minutes here. So I wanted to make sure to come on. I really want to talk about Jimmy Gracie. We got just terrible news yesterday. And to me, when we did the live and we were talking about the wallet that was found, his wallet that was right there on in the water in the beach area, purportedly nothing stolen or anything out of it. When I saw that, I know, like many of you, our hearts just sunk, because anytime we see debris from a person who is missing in the water under these circumstances, you know, a night out with friends, it gives us all big concern, and big concern for the right reasons. So they have, of course, had divers out there and boats and nautical equipment to try to help find him. And indeed, they found him. I want to show this area. This is actually not that one. This is credit of Fox News, credit where it's due. And essentially, this right off of this pier dock, and I think what happened was his body got up against that boat. That's sort of my understanding. Anyway, this is the area he was found in, sort of in between the stock and in between the boat. Remember, this also happened with Riley Strain when he went in the water Of course, his wallet, actually Riley Strain's, was found outside of the water area, sort of on that steep embankment that went toward the water. But same sort of situation with Riley, and he was found much later than just a day or so later. He went missing in the early morning hours, meaning Jimmy went missing in the very early morning hours on Tuesday. So it's kind of confusing, right? Because it's for, if you're on Central Time, it's 7 hours difference. And this is part of the reason I said that perhaps, you know, for him, he wasn't tired. He had just gotten there. I think they were in Amsterdam before that and then had just gotten there on Monday. So this is just Tuesday. And, you know, it takes a little while for the clock to adjust. I know for me, my clock never seems to adjust. But nevertheless, he was found. And the Catalan police, they are the ones doing this investigation. And they have said no foul play. A lot of people are upset with that because there hasn't been an autopsy conducted. So, you know, they will want to make sure if there's not foul play involved, some of the things you can expect is that, as an example, they will have water in their lungs. In other words, they didn't die before going into the water, which would indicate foul play. They would have died after, and then they would have drowned. So that's one of the things that you would be looking for. Another thing that you would expect if this is an accident, you would expect a large blood alcohol level that would have obviously contributed to his death, if indeed that ends up being the case. This is what we've seen in so many of these cases. Brian Bone, one of the cases that we followed, Brendan Santo, who else? Christian Martinez. These are all young men who went out to celebrate, have a great time, did nothing wrong other than ended up just being, you know, bad circumstances that they were near water. We've seen it time and time again where they're attracted to water, whether that's because they need to go to the restroom, and so they go that way. We've seen that. I think that's what happened with Riley Strain, because his pants were down, lowered, and that makes me believe that likely he went down there to go to the bathroom. And then the other situation is that they want to swim. And look, this was a beach area, but I called to mind where he was found. And again, he could have floated down here. I don't know the tides. I still have not looked up those tides. I looked them up when it came to Riley Strain and some of the others, but I haven't looked those up here. Sorry, I want to talk about that in a minute. But I haven't looked up his. But if you look where he's found here, you know, did this dock come into play? Did he lose his footing just looking out over this dock? We just don't know. But certainly I know people are screaming for an autopsy. Everyone, he will have an autopsy. I assure you of that. And I think that the family will receive that information in terms of his toxicology and in terms of, you know, that his lungs would have been filled with water if, again, there was no foul play. If there's foul play, you expect something much different. You would expect the death to be, and again, he was found right away. So they're going to be able to make all these determinations, whether it was asphyxia, whether it was blunt force trauma, you know, a gunshot wound, all these things. Again, there is no indication of any of that, according to the Catalan police and their PIO, their public information officers, already issued a statement and said, listen, absolutely no signs of anything other than an accidental drowning. So want to, you know, leave everybody with that. From the police. That's directly from the police. A lot of things that we're seeing outside of that are from the different news media there. That's what I've been looking at anyway. So, and that's where this is from. It's just heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And my prayers go out to the family. I want to also quickly let everyone know, because I've had a lot of on the bright side, I want to leave today with a quick bright side too. Big bright side announcements. Let me see if I can get this up on screen. because I'm very excited about this. Julie Grant is going to be joining us for a little bit of crime and coffee with Julie and Jen, and that will be 8 o'clock this Wednesday, 8 o'clock this Wednesday morning. Look for us to be coming in, and we're going to talk a little bit, of course, about Nancy Guthrie and get her thoughts on that. A lot of people don't know that Julie is an attorney. She not only is a barred attorney, but she also practiced law. She was a litigator, a criminal litigator. So that's what I'm going to be speaking with her from, really, that vantage, although she is so fun and so sweet, that we'll probably get into a little bit of just relaxing talk too. But I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to cut up a couple of different cases that I'd love to get her opinions on, and it'll be really light. And I look forward to 8 o'clock on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, with Julie. So I'm so excited to do a show with her. Secondarily, I want to talk about a big show I have coming up Sunday night, 6 o'clock Eastern. And by the way, the 8 o'clock is Eastern time. So 7 o'clock, Central time for Julie. But this show on Sunday is going to be big. We are going to have myself and Turkey. I just love Drunken Turkey, also known as Dan. I'm excited to have him on. We're going to be asking questions of a panel regarding Nancy Guthrie, and you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to have Detective Lundgren, again, 10 years of homicide, working homicides as a detective, featured often on the First 48 because he is just so good. No nonsense, knows his stuff. And worked prior to that, I believe, 10 years in robbery homicide in Dallas, decades of experience as a police officer and robbery handled kidnapping. So he's just doesn't get much better than having him on. In addition, on our panel, we're going to have Mac. Cheryl McCollum. She's going to weigh in on all the latest too. We've got a lot of questions we're going to ask. We're also going to have Philip Dubé in. And I want to have him in because there's a lot that's happened with this case. And from a legal standpoint, I want him to weigh in on some of the concerns we've talked about here, others have talked about. I think it'll be really good to get that perspective. And then finally, somebody that I was actually on STS, Surviving the Survivor, yesterday, last night with, and honestly, it was one of my most, just a really enjoyable session. A lot of great information and just a great synergy between all the guests and, of course, Joel. And we spoke all about, if you can go over and catch it, we spoke all about Jimmy's case, Jimmy Gracie. So nevertheless, we have a big show coming up on Sunday, 6 p.m. And the death investigator, she's worked on, I think it was some incredible number. I want to say over 10 death penalty cases as the investigator on those cases. So she basically is on the defense side doing investigative work for defense folks. And her name is Monica. I was so impressed with her. I gave her a call after the show, and she's going to come on and join us too. I think it'll be interesting to see her vantage point, what she would be looking at in this case from that standpoint. And then last but not least, Tom Smith, we're going to have him on. I know this sounds like a huge panel. There'll be seven of us, hopefully seven of your favorites. And we're going to stream it right here at 6 o'clock, so Sunday. So anyway, please mark your calendars for that. I hope you can join us 6 p.m. Sunday. We're going to bring a really, I think, exciting show because the more minds that come together, that's the more people who have looked at that case and might have something quite interesting to bring up. I do, and thank you so much for becoming a member. I very much appreciate it. Oh, Mary, sorry, she's wonderful, Marianne, one of our mods and a member now for 21 months. Thank you, Marianne. I think you must have been one of our first when we were barely kicking off and trying to get going. Even last year, I think I maybe could do two shows a month if I was lucky. maybe three. So it's great to be able to come to you every day, even though I might be in a hotel room, might be in an airport. Now I'm coming to you in a lot of different venues, and I apologize for this being last minute, but I hope you join us for both of those two shows. And I want to remind everybody, just for anybody who has a $3.99 membership, that gets you the whole month. Not trying to sell it, but I just want to say as a thank you to you all, I am going to put together a little package and do a random draw from those who are members and who are part of our community. And it's going to be a random draw. So I can't wait to do that. I'm going to figure out how to shuffle all that up. Nicole Glick, thank you so much. Thank you so much for becoming a member. You guys, I'm going to have to run, but I wanted to make sure to come up to give you the latest. I wanted to say, how is it that I think, because a lot of people have been asking, how in the world could they say so quickly what's happened? Well, it's not exactly quickly. We always talk about the first 48 hours, right? They were working nonstop on this, full blitzkrieg. That's what you want for an individual to be found this quickly. And for them to make these determinations, my understanding is there is a copious numbers of cameras that are at that beach and in this area. My belief, and we haven't seen it yet, I'm waiting, but my belief would be that this is like a Riley Strain situation slash Kobayashi situation, where everything is going to be, or a lot is going to be, caught on camera, and maybe the movements and him walking and maybe even falling in. We don't know yet. This is also like the case of the young boy. I actually had it featured on my Twitter until they finally found him, a young boy that took his life and jumped off of the bridge in Brooklyn. So sad. And that was caught on video, not him exactly going in because it was dark, but the cell phone backpack being left and then the splash that is heard. So I'm believing we're going to see something like this for law enforcement to have made such a bold statement that there is, in fact, no foul play and it's believed to be an accident. But I know everybody will be relieved once that autopsy comes up. That either justifies that conclusion or doesn't. And if it doesn't, they'll have to go in another direction. But that's my belief on likely why they were able to come to this conclusion so quickly. All right, everyone. I appreciate y'all. Until next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie and for all the missing.